today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Almighty. Dear brothers, dear sisters, ladies and gentlemen, salam and so welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Our topic for this episode is Eid al-Qadir, Greatest Eid of Allah.
من كنت مولا فهذا علي مولا من كنت مولا فهذا علي مولا.
Today, Monday, is the 11th of Zilhijjah, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 20th of Tir, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 11th of July, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We listen to Allah's book, the Holy Quran, chapter 2, verse 124.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. وَإِذِ ابْتَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ فَأَتَمَّهُنَّ قَالَ إِنِّي جَاعِلُكَ لِلنَّاسِ إِمَامًا قَالَ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي قَالَ لَا يَنَالُ عَهْدِي الظَّالِمِينَ.
And mention, O Muhammad, when Abraham was tried by his Lord with commands and he fulfilled them. Allah said, Indeed, I will make you a leader for the people. Abraham said, And of my descendants? Allah said, My covenant does not include the wrongdoers.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Precisely speaking, it is understood from the mentioned verse that the position and rank of imamate, which was bestowed upon Prophet Abraham alayhis salam only after successfully enduring those frequent difficult trials, was above and beyond the rank of prophethood. Besides that, imamate includes divine guidance too. It means the innate quality of the imam's spiritual influence and the attracting glow of pureness encompassing, deeply touching, and truly affecting the realm of receptive people's heart, which results in their spiritual guidance. On the continuation of today's special, Eid al-Qadir, Greatest Eid of Allah. Until the end of the world, whenever Muslims want to be guided by Allah so that they implement Islam and achieve the Islamic community, this will be the rule and regulation. They should revive imamate. Of course, they can never get close to any of the criteria and standards that Holy Prophet announced. They cannot even get close to lesser degrees. If we want to compare our greatest scholarly, spiritual, mystic, and philosophical personalities with the commander of the faithful Imam Ali, peace be upon him, they are like a faint ray of light. Now compare this with the sun of the course. They are the same, and they have the same radius. But what is the distance? How different they are from each other. Such distances exist, but this is the regulation of imamate, the regulation of government, power, and ruling in the Islamic community was determined by Qadir. This is significance of Qadir. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bin astain. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with how to disseminate the news and message of Qadir Khum. Initially, it must be indicated that the event of Qadir Khum was certainly a very important and noteworthy historic event that took place nearly at the end of the lifetime of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was on the way back from Mecca to Medina on the 18th of Dhul-Hijjah, the Archangel Gabriel descended to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and indicated to him that he had to announce the immediate imamate of Imam Amir al-Mu'minin alayhi salam to the people who were around with him, And then, after doing so, after indicating that the next successor, would be none but Imam Amir al-Mu'minin alayhi salam, then the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam indicated it and asserted in this way, فَلْيُبَلِّغُ الْحَادِرُ الْغَائِبُ وَالْوَالِدُ الْوَلَدُ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. Therefore, those who are present should convey this message to those who are absent. And throughout the history, every father should convey this news to his son or to his children, up to the end of the world, up to the day of judgment. So we find that according to the prophetic assertion, it's mandatory for everybody to do it. Well, in order to disseminate the message of Qadir Khum, some rituals are expected to be held fervently. For example, preparing a meal for other people, or, for example, preparing keepsakes and gifts for our beloveds.
اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا.
This day, I have perfected for you your religion and completed my favor upon you and have chosen for you Islam as your religion.
الله مولاي وأنا مولى المؤمنين ألا من كنت مولاه فهذا علي مولاه اللهم وال من والاه وعاد من عاداه أيها الناس الحق دائما مع علي وعلي مع الحق.
We are speaking about Qadir, the day of renewal of the oath of allegiance. It has been narrated from Ammar ibn Haris that he said, I went to see Abi Abdullah, Imam Ja'far ibn Muhammad al-Sadiq, peace be upon him, on the 18th of Zulhijjah and found him fasting. He said to me, this is a great day. Allah has magnified the sacredness of this day for the true believers and perfected the religion for them and completed upon them the bounties and renewed the pledge which he had taken from them previously. The aid of the heavens. Imam al-Riza, Imam Ali Musa Riza, peace be upon him, has said, my father related to me from his father, peace be upon them, that the day of Qadir is more well known in the heavens than it is on the earth.
Alhamdulillah, جعلنا من المتمسكين بولايته علي بن أبي طالب والأئمة المعصومين
عليهم السلام.
Acts of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, that prove politics and ethics can be combined. Even with the enemies, he would speak with the logic. One of the characteristics of the political behavior of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, was that he spoke with reason to his enemies and opponents. He even used to reason with Muawiyah during his correspondence with him. Although the enmity between them was fierce, Muawiyah used to write letters to the commander of the faithful in which he would insult him and write things that were not true. After Talha and Zubair pledged allegiance to Imam, they left Medina with the excuse that they intended to go on a Hajj pilgrimage. Imam Ali, peace be upon him, was vigilant. From the beginning, he used to say that they do not intend to go on a Hajj pilgrimage. They left and hatched certain plots. Hazrat said, "Both of you frown over small matters and leave aside big ones." Despite these things, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, spoke in a humble manner to them. He explained that he was not about creating enemies for himself, so he showed tolerance.
Of all Eids is Eid al-Ghadir. Because on this day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala completed the religion for us. On this day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted the religion of Islam for us human beings. It is the greatest Eid that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given humanity. On this day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded his messenger, the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his family, to appoint the leader who would lead this ummah. To appoint a man who completed the religion of God. The Holy Quran says, on this day the religion was completed. Completed with what? With the authority and the leadership and the wilaya of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. This amazing leader whom we have neglected for 14 centuries. The world has not done justice to this amazing leader whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has appointed for humanity. The commander of the faithful, Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullahi alayhi. On that day, on the day of Ghadir, the 18th of Dhul Hijjah, the Messenger of God made a very important prayer. He said, "Oh Allah, befriend whoever befriends him, support whoever supports him, and be the enemy of the one who is an enemy to Ali ibn Abi Talib." It is our goal in this life to make ourselves, respected brothers and sisters, included in the dua of the Prophet. Because he prayed for everyone who supports Imam Ali. Oh Allah, support the one who supports Ali ibn Abi Talib. How does this journey of supporting the Imam begin? First, it starts by knowing the Imam. Do I really know my leader? The significance and position of my leader, the qualities of my leader, what he represents, what he symbolizes. Do I know this or not? Does my family know this or not? Do my children know this or not? The first step is to know the Imam, to know his contributions. We, the followers of Ahlul Bayt, we speak of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam so proudly. He's a man of accomplishments and contributions to humanity.
That was all from today's special. And for this episode, we spoke about Eid al-Ghadir, greatest Eid of Allah. Inshallah, we continue this topic on the next episode of today's special by IRIB English Radio. Till then, we leave you in Allah's protection. Fi aman Allah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي